Hello, this is Cynthia Hodges. I'm an attorney and author in Washington State. Today is December 3rd, 2022. So as many of you know, the powers that be would like to force us into digital currency slavery. And they want to get rid of cash. And I discuss this in my book, Den of Vipers. But their goal is to use the digital currency to track and trace all of our transactions. Ultimately, they would like to have programmable currency that could limit where you use it so they can control the area that you travel in. They would like to be able to limit what you can purchase. And they would like to be able to shut it off if you do not behave the way they like. So punitive currency. And so it would be easier to cancel people, right? If it's a digital currency. So all of this would be easier, and also implementing negative interest rates. So in the past, I've discussed using cash as a way to fight back against the big banks, and even better, our treasury coins. So you can go to the bank and get these treasury dollars, right? A roll of them. And here's a Sacagawea $1 coin from the treasury. And here's a 50-cent piece, JFK. Anyway, these are better because the Treasury makes them and they don't charge interest for their services, unlike the Federal Reserve Private Central Bank that charges interest for their services of printing Federal Reserve notes. So I'm not a huge fan of cash, but it is infinitely better than a digital currency. CBDC, right? Central Bank Digital Currency. We don't want that. So if you're using the currency instead of the credit cards, you are depriving the banks of their interest on every transaction. So that's one way to starve the beast. One way to fight back against these big banks. So unfortunately, some businesses are trying to refuse payment in cash, which is legal tender. One other good thing about the coins is that should there ever be an overnight devaluation of the dollar, the coins are generally left alone, unlike the paper currency. That could be slashed in half overnight. I don't think that's happened in this country yet, but it could, in theory. It's happened in other countries. So if you have this $25 roll, will pretty much stay $25, even if they slash the currency. Okay, anyway. So anyway, to fight back against the big banks and the digital currency, there has been a push to use cash in your everyday transactions, right? So if you're in a store, in person, at a restaurant, even personal services, people are trying to use cash. And of course, I'm one of them. But some stores are trying to refuse cash. This has not happened to me yet, but it has happened to a couple of my friends. And so what happens if you are in a store and they try to refuse your tender of cash? Which basically means you're trying to hand it to them to pay for the goods or services. What happens? Well, I think it depends, okay? It depends on which state you're in, and I'm looking at Washington State because that's where I'm licensed to practice and that's where I live, and so it affects my life more than other states. And so I looked into the law and the case law, and there's really not much case law on this, unfortunately, but Statutory Washington state law looks promising, okay? The RCWs, and I'm going to get to that in a second. Okay, let me say first that this is not legal or financial advice. It's purely my opinion. So, take it at that. Okay, so first of all, what is legal tender? We should probably define these terms, right? Okay, so this is federal law. Okay, 31 U.S. Code Section 5103, legal tender. United States coins and currency, including Federal Reserve notes and circulating notes of Federal Reserve banks and national banks, are legal tender for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. Okay. So, Federal Reserve notes and the Treasury coins are legal tender under federal law. And I'll put the laws in the, not the comment section, but the description. So then we get to Washington state law, namely RCW 62A.2-511. Sorry, I just dropped it on the floor, excuse me. Okay, so what does that say? It's tender payment by buyer, payment by check. And the part that we're interested in is part two. Tender of payment is sufficient when made by any means or in any manner current in the ordinary course of business, unless the seller demands payment in legal tender, coins or Federal Reserve notes, right? And gives any extension of time. Okay, so if you need more time to get the cash, that's fine. So how I'm reading this is that they can say, okay, I want to be paid by a check or money order or some other way, but they can't say that they won't accept cash. That's how I'm reading it. So this has, as far as I know, this has not come in front of a court and this has not been decided because I did look for cases on this. So it looks to me like if you offer somebody cash, they actually have to accept it. So let's get back to the legal tender. Okay. The legal tender cases, they were Supreme Court cases from about 1870, and they dealt with pre-Civil War contracts. And the seller wanted to demand gold, and they did not want to accept the greenback, which was legal tender. And the Supreme Court said, no, sorry, you have to accept the legal tender. You have to accept the greenback. So I think for my argument, that actually strengthens my position that they had to accept the legal tender. But honestly, I don't know how this would pan out in real life if you actually put this to the test. I'm actually willing to do this because I feel strongly enough about fighting the big banks and I don't want to be a digital slave. So just say what happens. Okay, what happens if you go to a store to buy an item, okay, and they refuse your cash? At this point, I would probably walk away and buy it somewhere else where I could pay cash. But what if you are at a restaurant and you've already eaten the meal? It's not like you can just give it back. And then they refuse to take your cash. Like you're trying to hand it to them and they're like, no, we won't take that. Well, what happens then? What if you don't have a credit card and you only have cash? Can they refuse it? Well, I would say yes, they have to accept your cash. It's possible that if you agreed beforehand that you would pay in some of their method, then in that case, maybe they could refuse your cash. But I still think that this code section here in Washington says that they can't contract away the acceptance of legal tender. And I don't think this is going to be an issue with personal services because a lot of times they're happy to accept cash and they may even give you a discount for cash. I've certainly done that in the past. So, sorry. So if you're in this situation, just say that you're at a restaurant, you just ate your meal. Restaurant doesn't want to accept your cash, and you're like, okay, well, what do we do here? Just say that the business does call the cops on you, right? They're gonna try to scare you. Well, imagine that the cop comes and he's dealing with real criminals, right? So people who shoplift or burglarize or, steal cars or whatever. And you're sitting there and you're like, officer, here, I got this big wad of cash. I'm trying to pay for my meal and they're refusing it. Who do you think he's gonna be mad at? I think he's gonna tell the restaurant, take the damn cash and don't waste my time with this BS. That's what I think the cop would do. But I guess we'd have to see. So I think the restaurant would be out of luck in that case. And they would probably end up taking your cash rather than not being paid at all. And I'm willing to force this issue too if it comes to it. And I just can't imagine anyone being convicted for shoplifting or theft when you're trying to offer cash, legal tender, and somebody's refusing it. Just imagine being in front of a judge saying, look, I tried to pay and they refused it. Well, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think you're going to be convicted? I don't know because I don't see any, many cases on this. So it would be interesting to see how the law would be interpreted by a court. So I have these cases in my purse just in case this issue comes up. I'm going to show the proprietor and I'm going to show the cop and say, well, you tell me what you think this means. Am I in the wrong for offering to pay in legal tender? I don't think so. I discussed Washington State. You're gonna have to look for laws in your own state. Check with an attorney in your state if you want. But to me, it looks like they're gonna have to accept cash. They're gonna have to accept legal tender unless there's some other arrangement before, acceptance of the goods, especially if you have accepted food and eaten it, and then it's too late to refuse it, right? Okay, well, I'm really especially interested to hear from attorneys here if they have a different take on the law. So thanks for watching and please like and share.